This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's do or die tonight for the Bruins in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals against the Vancouver Canucks. That means the Garden will be a cauldron of excitement, tension, maybe frustration, hopefully elation, and fans will express all of it in loud, boisterous voices. Chances are most of them won't give any thought to protecting their voices, but one fan is hoping to change that. Elena Zubareva is an opera singer and vocal coach. Not the kind of person you might expect to find at a Bruins game, and not the kind of person you'd expect to find hanging out with fans before a game. But today, she's holding two scream-offs with Bruins diehards outside the Garden. She's trying to teach them to scream in a way that won't do damage to their vocal cords and that will still leave them with a voice tomorrow morning.
Go!
Earlier today, she joined us in the studio and told us she's found men to be tougher on their vocal cords than women, and fans of different types of sports to use their vocal cords to different extremes.
Basketball is the best. Baseball is a little worse than that.
Basketball is the best in that those
in terms of screaming.
Fans scream the most safely.
Yep. But plus, also, I have to admit, they don't really scream that much. Maybe that's what's also important. But then the baseball fans. And finally, the football and the hockey, which are the worst.
So your concern is that as people are so excited and screaming their heads off, they could be doing damage that they're not thinking of in their excitement.
Absolutely. In fact, it is called abuse or misuse of your voice.
Abuse or misuse of your voice.
Yep. Right now we're talking about men. So when they go to particular sporting events and then scream like crazy, God bless their hearts, they oftentimes develop polyps on their vocal cords.
Polyps.
Yes.
And tell us what those are. They're growths?
They're growths. And they are a result of acute injury that could occur if something very abusive happened to the voice, screaming in particular. The other part of an issue, when somebody is screaming, not that severely wrong, but half wrong, shall we say, and the person is doing it for a month, a year, or a few years, those people usually develop nodules. And nodules is a result of a long-term, mild abuse.
Later this afternoon, you are going to be coaching Bruins fans on how they can be safe screamers.
Yes.
Could you demonstrate for us what you're going to tell them or show them this afternoon?
It has to be a proper breathing. Relaxed back of the neck and the jaw. Something that most contemporary people have lots of tensions at. So the jaw and the neck relaxed. And then feeling that your voice vibrates in front of your face. People should be screaming, imagining that they're actually singing. So not like this, go Bruins! That'd be a disaster. They should be doing something like, go Boston!
Are they really going to feel like they're belting it out as much as they want to if they have to hold back in that way?
Well, that is something I'm going to discuss with them because the false idea of the louder the better is extremely wrong. The loud voice, born in your throat and dies there. There is no projection there.
Although in the midst of a hockey game, when adrenaline is flowing and there's a lot of emotion, you're asking people to be very focused and relaxed. It seems like the opposite of how people are feeling when they're a hockey game. Is this unrealistic to expect them to suddenly focus in this way on their screaming?
Well, if it's unrealistic, then I perhaps understand why there are so many yoga studios in this country and they're so popular, because people just don't know what they're doing with their breathing. So a slight control of your breathing is quite beneficial because it also reduces your stress level.
Sometimes when the announcer announces someone, he'll follow it with a woo, and then the crowd will call back with a woo.
Is that okay?
Is that safe
for
our
voices? Oh, it's a beautiful one. It's actually could be used as an exercise. It's a really good one. You know, for example, one of the exercises we use as singers is go-go or co-co. So woo-woo, we use W quite a bit. So if people can just relax their jaw and then imagine that the voice travels up and down like a waterfall.
And elongate your vowels, stretch your vowels.
Yes, that's very important, particularly again for people who live in Boston, because the tendency is to have very short vowels. And Harglot latak, which has to be completely eliminated. And one more thing, by the way, people shouldn't be clearing their throats. That's the worst thing anybody could do for their voices.
You were born in the Soviet Union, what was then the Soviet Union.
Yes.
You split your youth between Russia and Germany.
Yes.
Moved to Boston to attend the Berklee College of Music, and you've stayed here ever since. You're actually a Bruins fan. Will you be watching the game tonight?
Absolutely.
Do you expect to be yelling? Screaming excitedly?
I will be screaming, of course, but I will do it in the right way because tomorrow morning I have a recording session and I have to be ready for it. And my vocal cords shouldn't be swollen and I should have any signs of damage.
Yelena, thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you, Sasha.
Yelena Zubareva is an opera singer and a voice expert based in Boston.